Hopes and fears surrounding the lifting of COVID restrictions are very much to the fore on your front pages this morning. The Irish Independent leads with the line that the return of non-contact training for children and golf and tennis for all ages are under consideration if transmission of the virus falls significantly before the 5th of April. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Examiner reports on how residents of nursing homes are to be allowed to receive up to two visits per week from the 22nd of March. In common with the story in the front of the Irish Times, however, that paper also reports that although the 5 kilometre limit and restrictions on construction are expected to be eased on April the 5th, the easing of other restrictions appears unlikely following NPHET's warning that the situation remains precarious after 592 cases of the virus and 10 deaths were announced yesterday. Professor Philip Nolan is quoted in the Times saying that he's concerned that this may be the beginning of something. We are sailing very close to the wind, a gust of wind in the wrong direction, and we're in real trouble, he says. The Taoiseach's move to seek a meeting with the chief executive of AstraZeneca amid concerns about the number of vaccines the company is likely to deliver by the end of the month generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports on the statement issued by Davy Stockbrokers last night, saying that the company has hired the international investment bank Rothschild to find a buyer. Frustration surrounding the failure of ministers in the north to provide clarity about when all primary school pupils will be back in school provides the lead story in the Irish News. While the Belfast Telegraph leads with warnings from Stormont executives that a full return to school could be delayed if people flout COVID rules on Mother's Day or St Patrick's Day. The Irish Daily Star leads with yesterday's discovery of skeletal remains by Gardaí in Drogheda, County Louth. The search was taking place as part of the investigation into the murder of a 17-year-old boy who was killed in January of last year. For its lead story, the Irish Sun reports on comments made by Aintu leader Padraig Tobin in the Dáil yesterday, calling for an investigation into allegations that junior prison officers at Portlaoise Prison made threats against a senior officer in October 2018. Although a number of prison officers and prisoners, including convicted murderer Freddie Thompson, were interviewed, no action was ever taken. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with a report on a funeral which was attended yesterday by 300 mourners in Carrick on Shannon in County Leitrim. And finally, the Examiner runs with a picture on its front page this morning of sisters Frances O'Neill Ahern and Amanda O'Neill Coyne. In advance of Organ Donor Awareness Week later this month, the two sisters are featured since Frances successfully donated one of her kidneys to Amanda in December. And Amanda tells today's paper that she regards her sister's donation as the best gift of all time.